Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
It is 20 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. This is Thursday Live. The final hour of the program Thursday Live with me, Godfrey. And of course, as we always do it, we save the best for last, in the sense that we'll be talking about the Word. And helping us to do that is none other than Bishop David Malate, who is with us on the line. Bishop.
Hey, Muruti Mwadi.
Yeah, but
get
the one guy Muruti.
How man, liberate you, how Hoshiaga man, Madina feel.
Yeah. Hans Gibuaya, and I felt somebody say, Muruti Narena is always on the line, Evan. Hangatla must do you more. I couldn't twist it for Ayan, Hans and Ariara by Ankhani.
No, one of the biggest.
One of those days. Kind of interestingly, the last time I saw you was before lockdown. No,
yeah.
No, I don't think I don't think I'm right. I don't think I'm right. But it's okay, Muruti. Murimo tayiratse la watata mustudions atsilele ngwakere.
No, definitely more.
Still post them or update the pictures that was the social media. Or update them. We let most students send classes. Some runners. Some rata college. Some bono. Go as send the students.
Yeah, because I a little disappointed, man. You know, in the
load shedding, and then yeah. Yeah, oh, it's a murder. Wow, go travel with a murder. Let me do it. Muruti, thank you. I release you. I unleash you. Lose. Muruti, thank you very much for being with us this evening as always. I'm glad and I'm sure that you did greet our listeners, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Muruti.
Thank you very much. Yeah, petandat. Maduma hafeli. All right then. Yeah. So the wisdom of anger is our topic. What an interesting one.
Yeah. When we look into the book of James, Muruti, James chapter 1, I know there are a lot of verses that we could have looked into tonight, but because we are operating within the parameters of time, when you look into the book of James chapter 1:19-21, the Bible says, "My dear brothers and sisters, always be willing to listen and slow to speak. Always be willing to listen and slow to speak. Do not become angry easily, because anger will not help you live the right kind of life God wants. So put out of your lives every evil thing and every kind of wrong. There is gentleness, accept God's teaching that is planted in your heart, which can save you." Now, Muruti Mwadi, when we go a little bit deeper, Olika one peka, what I'm talking about in 5 minutes. In a powerful condemnation of anger, our sages or those who came before us, those who were blessed with wisdom, proclaim that anger is tantamount to idol worship, and it is only when one can really sit down and revisit the actions or the repercussions that always come after anger. Remember, Muruti, when one is angry, automatically you lose your senses and turn out to be something else that does not reflect any picture of who God is. And they normally say they normally say when anger kicks in, then the Spirit of God, you know, walks out. That's why in the longest, you know, of time, we have realized that prisons, because they come out to buy luring, they couldn't manage nor have the wisdom to deal with their anger. Many divorce cases, many families that remain shattered, is because of anger. Bana ba bangata ba lore, you know, ba sedile dikhutsana ba bangwe, they become drug addicts, alcoholics, you name them all, Maruti. When you look into the bottom line, it's anger. I mean, craziness. Some of them, they wouldn't be there. I mean, they decided to commit suicide. And once you try to look deeper into their situation, they were angry. Now, the sad part of the matter is that we never really had a moment in our lives, you know, to unpack things like anger management, where we understand clearly where if you allow the spirit of anger to dominate you, you are actually saying, you know, there is another better God than God himself. And that is why they say it is tantamount to idol worship, because now you choose to undermine, to forget the monotheism of God, that there is only one and true God. And by so doing, you start worshiping that is not God. And for the longest of time, you realize that many people, when anger kicks in, they lose their senses, meaning their level of thinking, their level of reasoning collapse, and immediately when they become like that, they only think of one thing, and one thing only, to avenge, and sometimes they even forget that everything in the universe integrates, because everything that you see in that cloud, the entire universe, they come from the same roots, but because we don't give us a fair chance to think outside the box, to come down and reason a little bit, you know, to give more introspect in our situation, so that we can be able to assess the situation correctly, We find ourselves jumping into conclusions, tailoring for the longest of time, they render us, Maruti.
I think, Maruti, I would like you to actually clarify this issue, that being angry in itself, it's not a sin. We can be angry, but don't allow anger to control you. Am I interpreting the scriptures correctly there?
Remember, Maruti, we are not immune to all the challenges Zilurin Gadi face, you know, on planet Earth. That's why somebody once sang this song, you can't stop the rain from falling. But remember, the therapist always advise us to remove ourselves from a provoking situation in order to calm down, assess the matter from all angles, and restore peace, meaning that we need to manage our level of thinking by explaining it thoroughly what brought me to this situation. And how can level hangata, it becomes somehow a repetition or genetic kind of a situation where you find yourself that in this family we suffer from this demoniac anger. And when you look at all those people who suffered, I mean from this demon, and you level the end product, you realize that if they couldn't have at least, decided to follow their level of anger, at least things couldn't have became the same how they became. But the biggest challenge, Muruti, when you look into people like Pharaoh, Pharaoh couldn't reason the situation or in Elena Koyama Israel or Batamai. Instead, because he was angry when Moses came pleading with him to release them, he thought that these people now they becoming spoiled. All the work that I gave them, that means it is not enough because they have time now to complain. Let me double everything that I gave them because he was influenced by anger. And by so doing, he destroyed the whole country. The whole country became poor because of one man who couldn't reason. And this is what we see, Muruti, from time to time. We have families celebrating anger. We have pastors, my Lord, they can control, anger. We have people who call themselves Banaba Mudimo, but my Lord, they worship anger with all their hearts. From time to time, if you can, by mistake, step on their toes, they will never forget that. Even for the fact that maybe Unasampoli, or maybe Hayeta Kabomo, that thing never come in their minds. We have people, by Lord, I mean, and the clouded their emotions to a level where they can no longer reason at all. And you find them still fasting, you find them still praying, you find them still preaching, you find them still serving and worshiping. Meanwhile, they are enslaved to anger. And now the wisdom of anger simply says, look, let a labo pillow at the bigger picture, and you realize that when you look at the blueprint of the cosmic, when you look at a blueprint from the cosmic point of view, you realize everything is connected. And because everything is connected, what people normally do to you, if you can sit down and think, a little, you realize that this is exactly what you did to some people before, or you are still going to do. Because I think one of the things that I normally, advise people never to do, is to judge the situation prematurely. We have find people by Lord they rejoice when Batubabang Bawela Para Maliko without analyzing the situation or learning something out of that situation. But if this thing happened to me, what is that I could have done? Because if it was me, I could have did the same, maybe even the worst case scenario compared to what these people did. I mean, imagine if you find someone in your house raping your child. Yep. Imagine if you find someone, and now he's taking some of the things. And now, at the same time, you don't realize that this might be a temptation.
Or somebody in bed with your partner.
Exactly. And now Omutola Kajeno, how terrible this thing maybe I sale yet and I before Copanali and Amutu. But because that is the day of the time, you don't give yourself a chance to remove yourself from a provoking situation in order for you to calm down. And Murut, you realize that every time when we kick in the Spirit of God within us, And we keep on reviving that spirit of calmness and listening to that still voice in us, we save a lot of problems. I mean, little Labatowanga, the Bible, they quit the employment because of anger. who think ourselves, fella, you know, and now the boss woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and Habakopa and fella, I mean, he's already on them.
Yo, that takes for you to not act on your emotions. I think it takes emotional quotient, high emotional quotient, or emotional intelligence, Muruti. Because hey, some of us we are too emotional to the extent that we're easily controlled by our emotions and all that. But we need to really be mature enough to not allow that to happen. Look at the road rages that we normally see, the videos trending on the social media platforms. He doesn't know whether onali is tuna or onali ing. There's meshuoka, they just cut in front of you. They swear at you, but they don't know you.
Muruti, it is only last week, yeah. The reason why I'm laughing is only, I think last week I saw two grown-up men, exchanging blows, more freeways. And only because this other one bumped into this other one, and all the hearts were, and they started hitting each other. But how to allow all the but these guys and people, they started taking out their phones, recording, the scene. But there is a problem behind each and everything, because now sometimes, especially Runa Bazalwan, we there are times where we think that you know, God can only be found in sacred tombs and holy texts. You know, we don't realize that God is also found in every element of the universe. Muruti, there are situations, Moiloring Amudimo, I am a gara di hele di fetualo odimo. You know, we have this thing of boxing God. We don't actually realize that he's the master of the universe. So immediately when we become subject, to our emotions, and we don't become logical, because in a nutshell, the wisdom of anger simply means be logical. Apply your mind from time to time. Don't allow yourself, to be clouded by emotions, and you ended up, finding yourself in a situation where you compromise at the end of the day. Like this typical example, Ekiyentil. Some people Uchi, the fellow Ariza and Akom Mereko, Alevetori before Atola Mereko, he prayed so hard for God to bless him or her. Based on the situations that they were going through. Some people went and divorced, only because sometimes anger happens, Ruti. It drives like pride. You know. People they are too arrogant sometimes even to raise them. And now give back your month, and now there are those ones barring. I will never, bow until I get mama moko. At the same time, Olelenor, he must come and ask forgiveness from me. Instead of them, thinking out of the box, they delay God's time of visitation. Hence the Bible says, Muruti, there is a true story as I'm wrapping up of one man I think a sharp watch stroke only because he slept that night being very angry after the exchange, Mansu asking Hankelem Sadwai. And that same night that man had Tekwaki stroke, he's been coming, going from one miracle crusade to another. Asking for prayers or I've become what I am today only because I slept angry. And the Bible, pre-warned us that, make sure that you don't sleep angry.
That's scary, Muruti.
So all that
that's
I'm
scary.
Advising Banaba tonight, Muruti Gori, don't be emotional, but be logical. That is the wisdom of anger.
Yeah. Don't allow it to control you.
No.
Let's go back to the statement that you made. I think it's like a rhema word to some people listening now. Perhaps they're not in talking terms with their spouses, but the Bible is clear there. Don't sleep. Don't sleep angry. What's the word saying there?
Yeah.
My bra. No, go to the Murutu. I got a few contact details, please.
072-316-3117.
072-316-3117.
Kosia. Bless you, Murutu.
Hi, Papa. Ya ke re Moruti Malatse, don't let it go down on your anger. That's the way that I wanted to actually use or say there. Yeah, guys, yo, it's tough. Modimo re thuse ka nnete. Re phela le bana ba batho, ra kwatisana, re buisane dilo tse dintseng jalo. What if they don't wake up the next day?
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365 Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280 or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.